decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhard Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
When we see what God has done, He is still working on our behalf. When we make a joyful noise unto the Lord, it causes a disturbance. And my brothers and sisters, a disturbance is defined as to interfere with or cause an alarm. When we are disturbed, let me go back. Because if we define what a noise is, a noise traditionally has been defined as a disturbance. And to disturb is defined as to interfere with or cause an alarm. Watch this. When we began to reconstruct that first part of the verse, the Holy Spirit revealed it this way. When we make a joyful noise, it causes a disturbance in heaven, which in turn sets off an alarm, which causes the Lord to stop and take notice of what we're doing. And when the Lord stops and takes notice of what's going on, He normally stands up. He doesn't have to stand up on your behalf, but He stands up because He said, "You are my child." And it's like a father and a son relationship. When a father sees his son, he is proud of that son. He's happy with that son. Something has been worked for them just like him. And when you have come into the house of the Lord and you set off an alarm, when you come into the house of the Lord and you make a joyful noise, you let the Lord know that I'm serving. Notice that I have a Father in heaven that I am pleased with. I have a Father in heaven that I can magnify Him. I have a Father in heaven who I love. I have a Father in heaven who I adore. So when we make a joyful noise, that should be a disturbance that sets off an alarm that causes folks to take notice. And when folks take notice, they know there is a worship service in the house. Now you understand why the choir said we need to praise Him. Because when praises go up, every now and then there will be some praises in your heart. The choir shouldn't have to get you on your feet. The pastor shouldn't have to get you on your feet. That shouldn't be your neighbor getting you on your feet. When you come into the house of the Lord, you should have brought your praise with you. When you came into the house of the Lord, you should have had your shout. You should have had your praise. You should have had your Holy Spirit in your life. Pastors are dying every day to proclaim God's word, and we act like we don't know who He's talking about. But when you've been bought with a price, when you've been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit, you should have a joyful noise in your heart. And that's why I serve Him. Because when I look at my yesterday and I think about all that the Lord has done for me, my soul looks back and wonder how I've made it over. You've been sick, but now you are well. That's enough to praise Him. We ought to be shouting from the rooftop. The New Orleans Saints, Peabody High School, the moment they get on the field, we are up on our feet. We are waving our flag. When we come into the house of the Lord, the praise team, because the Lord wants you to be near. So when we come into the house of the Lord, we make a joyful noise unto him for who he is. Because he has done in our life what he's been better to us than we have been to ourselves. We serve a gracious God. The house you live in is a blessing. The clothes you wear, it's a blessing. The food on your table, it's a blessing. And when you think about what God is doing, he's still working it out. We have been blessed as a nation, as well as a people. I don't care how or what your social economic status is, we're still blessed. We're blessed in 90% of the people in the world. We've been graciously, tremendously, extraordinarily blessed by God. And it doesn't matter who sits in a house, who may do and say all kind of false things. What we have to understand is that we're not watching the house. We're watching where we're at. We're watching where there will be no more crying and dying. In the Father's house. And so today, when we come into the house of the Lord, what noise are you truly making? And it is your noise reason. Today, when you came into the house of the Lord, were you really prepared for a worship experience? When you came into the house of the Lord, were your commitment and your dedication to him in honoring as well as in truth? Or do I have to be paid for what I do for the Lord? Do you have to give me money so that I can be known? The Lord said, I told you a long time ago, I will pay you. I will reward you when I come. So many times in life, we're so busy, caught up in the personality cliques and the things that causes us to have a party types of reputation. And the Lord is simply saying, you don't need that. All you need is me. Because he said, I will make you an ambassador over millions. The question is, what noise are you making? What noise are you truly making? And is that noise real? I love the Lord. And you know, Walter, when you get on the right track, you will always have slander. And when you get on the right track, I'm not concerned about Sadducees, Pharisees, or other people. I'm concerned about what the Lord says about me. I'm not concerned about what you think about me. I'm concerned about what he thinks about me. I don't care what traps you put in my path or even what ditches you may dig. I'm concerned about what he thinks of me. And when we have all understood how great, how powerful, how eternal, how wonderful the Lord is, everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. And if you came into the house of the Lord this morning, I want to ask you this morning, what noise were you making? Was it a noise that pleased him, or was it a noise deeply embedded in your heart? And now that asks another question: what kind of heart do you have? Outcome and what first is about something else. You should know that too. And so today, under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age, you see so many things that are transpiring right before your very eyes. Prophecy is being revealed to you. Hello, the seven churches. When we think about where the Lord is speaking and the Lord is asking us the question, Ephesus, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea, the Lord is asking you, what church do you belong to? Are you a church of Philadelphia, which is a church of love? Or are you a church of Laodicea, which is a prostrate church? Who do not know the Lord, what church do you belong to? It is not about your denomination. It is about your personal relationship. What church do you belong to? We come to serve our Lord, our God, and our King, who is worthy of our praise, honor, and glory. We magnify him because he brought us from a mighty long way. Mama and Papa worked in a cotton field so that we could come and serve the Lord with gladness. Where are we today in our walk with the Lord? Is it truly real?
Yes, it is.
Is it truly real? Only the Lord has an answer to that question. But you today can make a change. And whatever it is that ended you, you can make a change. As you step forward and step out. See, we've been in church all our life. But the church has not been in us. We've been in church because mom and papa brought us to church. But have the church been in you? You come to church every single Sunday, 52 Sundays in a year. But have the church been in you? And if you can answer that question truly in your heart, when you came through that door, what is that? I had to do it under legalism. Legalism simply said that is something I do because I have to do it. And I can't do it any other way. But did you come into the church because this is where you belong in the church? And if the Lord has done that for you, what are you doing for him? Is your worship moving? If you're here today, we extend now the invitation of your Christian discipleship.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis